This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India and Germany today signed multiple MOUs and agreements ranging from green hydrogen to innovation and technology to boost bilateral relationship. The MOUs and agreements were exchanged in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz in New Delhi after the delegation-level talks. India and Germany agreed on the exchange and mutual protection of classified information. Both the nations also expressed their commitment for the Indo-German green hydrogen roadmap along with innovation and technology. They also signed an agreement for a mutual legal assistance treaty in criminal matters. India and Germany also signed MOU on cooperation in the field of skill development and vocational education and training. Besides, the two sides also exchanged three joint declarations of intent in the fields of employment and labour, research and development on advanced materials, and green urban mobility partnership. In the joint press statement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterated India's commitment to restoration of peace in the wake of ongoing conflicts in Ukraine and West Asia. He said these conflicts are matters of concern for India and Germany, and India's view has always been that problems cannot be solved through war. Highlighting the importance of bilateral cooperation between India and Germany, the Prime Minister said, "Today the innovation and technology roadmap has been launched." In his statement, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz highlighted the strategic partnership between Germany and India. He said both the nations are growing together with innovation, mobility and sustainability. Briefing the media in New Delhi this afternoon on the German Chancellor's visit, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said the two leaders expressed satisfaction at the considerable progress that has been made in diverse sectors. Foreign Secretary informed that bilateral trade stood at $33 billion in 2023 and cumulative German investments in India amount to nearly $15 billion. Indian and Chinese troops have commenced the disengagement process in the Daebsang and Demchok regions of eastern Ladakh after 4.5 years of military standoff along the line of actual control LAC. The disengagement process began on 22nd October with both armies removing temporary tents and dismantling structures in the Daebsang and Demchok areas. According to army sources, border patrolling will resume by the end of this month, marking a significant step toward restoring normalcy in the region. Recently, India and China reached an agreement on the patrolling arrangements along the LAC in eastern Ladakh. According to Lieutenant General M.V. Suchindra Kumar, General Officer Commanding in Chief of Northern Command, diplomatic and military discussions have facilitated a broad consensus to restore the situation on the ground. According to the plan, by the end of the month, the armies of both countries will start patrolling as they did before April 2020. To avoid future conflicts, the two armies have agreed to communicate in advance when conducting patrols in sensitive zones. The filing of nominations ended today for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of November. Former Chief Minister Champai Suren filed nomination from Saraikela, while AJSU Party Chief Sudesh Kumar Mahato filed nomination from Silli. Former Minister Radha Krishna Kishore filed his nomination from the Chhatarpur Assembly seat. Yogendra Prasad Mahato filed nomination form for Gumia as a JMM candidate. Scrutiny of nominations will be done on the 28th of October, while candidates can withdraw their nominations until the 30th of October. In Odisha, relief and restoration work is ongoing at war footing to bring back normalcy in the cyclone Dana-battered coastal districts of Kendrapara, Bhadrak, Balasore and Jagatsinghpur. Personnel from NDRF, ODRAF, Fire Services, Energy and other departments are working round the clock to restore road connectivity and power supply by tonight. Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department has predicted heavy to very heavy rain in Midnapore, Jhargram and South 24 Parganas district in West Bengal. In cricket, New Zealand have scored 198 for 5 in their second innings at stumps on day 2 of second test against India at Pune. The visitors now have a lead of 301 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.